With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. As the war against Iran approaches 3 weeks, President Trump says he's not putting troops anywhere. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president was asked about the possibility of deploying U.S. ground troops to Iran.
No, I'm not putting troops anywhere. If I were, I certainly wouldn't tell you.
Speaking in the Oval Office, he also defended his decision to strike Iran.
Iran is a serious threat to the world, to the Middle East and to the world.
The president said he will be asking Congress for additional funding for the military. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new survey shows many Americans who had Affordable Care Act marketplace health insurance last year are struggling with high health care costs.
The findings from the healthcare research nonprofit KFF come 3 months after the expiration of enhanced tax credits that had offset most enrollees' monthly premiums. The poll of more than 1,000 of last year's ACA enrollees finds that more than half of those who re-enrolled are looking for ways to cut their spending. That includes cutting back on food and other household basics to afford health care costs. The poll also finds that 1 in 10 of last year's ACA enrollees dropped health insurance entirely. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The wait times at airport security checkpoints have become a guessing game during the shutdown of a single U.S. government department. Absences among Transportation Security Administration officers are a major factor in determining whether or not lines move quickly. The roughly 50,000 federal workers who screen passengers in bags have been working without pay. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 203 points, the Nasdaq dropping 61, the S&P 500 lower by 18. This is SRN News. Wisconsin enacts a rare pro-life law.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers has signed a measure that makes it easier for a woman with a crisis pregnancy to have the child and then give him up for adoption. The new law expands Wisconsin's Safe Haven Act from 72 hours after birth to 30 days. The statute allows a woman who doesn't feel she can care for her child to give him up to the authorities at a wide variety of locations with no questions asked. All 50 states have similar laws. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Maryland man goes to jail for 3 years after being convicted of sending threatening letters to Jewish institutions. The man pled guilty to 17 counts of mailing threatening communications and 8 counts of obstructing the free exercise of religious beliefs. Assistant Attorney General Harmy Dillon says the defendant terrorized Jewish communities across the country. This is SRN News. Higher oil prices rocked the market.
Stocks pared their losses on Wall Street as an early spike in crude oil prices eased up later in the day. The roller coaster ride for oil prices underscored how they're dictating where financial markets and maybe even the economy are heading. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 203 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. Markets in Europe and Asia had much bigger losses when oil prices were higher earlier in the day. If oil prices stay high, the worry is that they could cause inflation to rip higher around the world. Seth Sutel, New York.
Belarus's authoritarian president Alexander Lukashenko has ordered the release of 250 prisoners as part of a deal with Washington to lift some U.S. sanctions. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.